Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is CJ in Waco, Texas.
Hi, CJ. What's up in Waco?
Well, it's hot.
Yeah. It's a side effect of Texas in summer, I think.
It happens.
And what do you do there?
I do communications and marketing for a business school.
Oh, a big business school?
Baylor University.
That's a big business school.
Go Baylor Bears.
Pick 'em.
Well, CJ, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What's the topic, Carl?
Let me assure you that my days with the Randy Chaps All Mail Review will have no effect on my work as a newscaster.
Well, Carl, like a lot of us, know the perils of past deeds messing up your current gig. This week we read about someone whose job was threatened by things they thought were dead and buried. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about the past coming back to haunt. Pick the real one and you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Are you ready, CJ?
I am ready.
First up, it's Paul Provenza.
Alice Sinclair is retiring from her 50-year career as a teacher and administrator at London's internationally renowned Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts. She's written a book about some of her illustrious students over the decades, which include acting greats such as Sir Ian McKellen and Dame Judi Dench. One chapter examines some less than stellar encounters with talent, most notably a young wannabe actor who failed 8 consecutive auditions for a place at the Academy, his last ending in a rageful tantrum. "You people know nothing about talent," screamed the young Simon Cowell. As he was being escorted out of the audition, he continued, "You are all arrogant know-nothings, and someday I will show you all." The book includes notes written by the auditors on his performances, including comments like, "Refreshingly talent-free." "He has the charisma of a narcoleptic slug." "And the only Shakespearean role he would be cast in is Yorick." A publicist for Simon Cowell denied that the American Idol judge ever aspired to a career as a classically trained actor. Miss Sinclair responded simply, "Next."
Simon Cowell turning out to have a real axe to grind. Your next story of someone looking back with regret comes from Mo Rocca.
Rapper Rick Ross proudly touts his past as a Miami gangster and big-time cocaine dealer. What doesn't appear on this rapper's rap sheet is the 18 months he did in the slammer as a corrections officer. According to The Smoking Gun, Ross was a prison guard beginning in December 1995 at a very unblingy salary of $22,000. A past as a corrections officer is hardly the cred the man behind hits like Hustlin' and Push It needs. So is Ross one mother fudging his resume? Ross claims that photos showing him in prison guard uniform are the work of online hackers. Rick Ross thinks that he's the next hammer, but we know what he did when he was in the slammer. Other guys wore cuffs while he held the key. Who's harder core? I'll tell you, me.
The rapper was a screw from Mo Rocca. Your last story of the past rearing its ugly head comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Everyone in Canada knows Catherine Dallenbeck, host of the popular cooking show The Art of the French Table. And everyone remembers Kat Tisdale, the late 80s feminist performance artist whose wild and bawdy routine involved at one point having audience members eat pimento loaf and liverwurst off her naked torso. But until a Toronto blogger unearthed proof last week, nobody knew the French chef and the naked crazy woman were the same person. Dallenbeck, now a pert middle-aged blonde with a rich French husband and a mean whisk, said she never tried to hide her past and isn't the slightest bit ashamed. "They were different times and I was angrier," she says now. Producers wouldn't comment on rumors she's hoping to recreate a PG-13 version of her old act on a future show, this time with a bustier, garter belt, and a layer of excellent pâté de campagne.
All right, CJ, let's review. You've got Simon Cowell's shameful audition, a gangster rapper who jailed gangsters, and a formerly salacious chef. Which one is the real story?
I'm so bad at this game. I get it wrong every week.
Oh, America's bad at this game.
I'm going to say the rapper.
The rapper. Something about Mo Rocca's story seemed...
It was my rap.
It was his rap. I think so. To find out the correct answer, we spoke to someone familiar with the real story.
In the photograph, the individual was shaking hands with our regional director in South Florida at a correctional officer graduation. So we identified the photograph as William Leonard Ross.
That was Joellen Ratcliffe, who works in public affairs for the state of Florida, describing a photograph allegedly showing the rapper Rick Ross, whose real name is William Leonard Roberts, at a prison officer graduation ceremony. Congratulations, CJ. You got it right.
Yay!
You earned a point for Mo Hardcore Rocca, and you've even won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your answering machine.
I am psyched. That is awesome.
I'm psyched, you're psyched. And Mo, that was some terrific rapping.
Yeah. She's gone wacky in Waco.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you for playing with us today, CJ.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?